Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you all for taking time to join us today. So we have the plant and cluster management here, as well as from R&D, and the two of us are from investor relations. My name is Raj Mundra. I head the investor relations function, and she's Ashma Rajawat. She also works on investor relations. Mr. Phansae is our President of Operations. He looks after multiple manufacturing facilities, including the ones that you'll be seeing today. Mr. Masroor Patel is also part of our senior team in operations, and Mr. Praful Punaji, he heads the R&D function and the tool room. So that is also something you'll be seeing today. Yeah, so we'll give you a sense of where we are in Endurance, I mean physically where we are. So you see, this is our spread. So we have operations in Europe, which is in Italy and Germany. In India, we have 19 plants, out of which out of the 19 plants, three are in Pune, which is where you are sitting here today. Also, in terms of our R&D facilities, we have five R&D facilities. So you'll be seeing outside that there are five different kinds of products that we'll be showing you. Aluminum die casting, suspensions, brakes, transmissions, and drive shafts. And for all these five different product areas, we have dedicated R&D facilities, and these R&D facilities are approved by the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research. So the building in which you're sitting right now, this is the castings R&D center. So yeah, I'll now hand over to Praful to take you through the presentation, which talks about our Chakan facilities.
Good morning, all. So in Chakan, we have three plants. One, what you are sitting here, is a die casting plant, where we call it as a high-pressure die casting plant. And majority of the four-wheeler parts are made from this plant. And also, we are making two-wheeler parts and exports happening from this plant. The one plant, which is when you entered in the corner, so that is purely machining plant. So it's for two-wheeler parts machining. And the one which was there in between is our alloy wheel plant. So maybe after this visit, we will go to that plant also. So here we have the casting engineering, that we do product engineering, we do process engineering, plus we do tool engineering also. Means we manufacture our own tools, we brew those tools, and then submit these tools to our various plants across India. The central casting R&D is done from here. The die is made from here. We have our own tool room. Maybe after this presentation, we'll walk through the tool also. So as I mentioned, high-pressure die casting, gravity casting, the alloy wheels are made through gravity casting. And for all these parts, wherever there is a structural requirement, so that requires a heat treatment. And the parts which are aesthetically requirement, like the covers and some of the crankcases and alloy wheels, that requires a painting, or some customer asks for powder coating. You can go to the next. You can operate from here also.
No.
The engineering capabilities here start from feasibility study, like when we get a new product inquiry from when we work directly with the customer, OEMs, and see, in the casting, we make as per their drawing. So we get involved during their initial development itself, so that the part can be modified or part can be made feasible to the required process, like if it is suitable for HPDC or gravity or low-pressure die casting. So that feasibility has been done. Various VAV proposal is given to customer, and we can add some value to their product. Sometimes we also do lightweighting of their product, because nowadays, the lightweighting, there is a lot of focus. So we do a lot of lightweighting also in that, and value engineering in that. So something like a machining, can avoid the machining, or some of the places we can change the profile, which will make easier for the process. So then we do the product designing based on the customer approval. So in the product designing, we also do CA analysis. So CA analysis to make the product robust. And we also have a software from Germany that is called MagmaSoft, which will help us to know how the material is flowing in the aluminum alloy. And before, how the alloy is flowing, what is the temperature, and what is the shrinkage it can be. This, the defects which can be tracked through that software, and we can have a first time right products. So with that intention, we do various CA analysis and we give a lot of inputs to customer to optimize their products. So in that, the simulation is one of the major criteria you can see here. The blue color one and the red color one, which is showing the how the material is flowing. And this is being used for most of the products. Then for those casting, the tool design is made here in-house. So we have more than 50 license of Unigraphics. Plus we have a Catia, we have a Creo, and we have a Hypermesh also. So we have more than 30 license of Hypermesh, which is used for CA analysis. And process engineering activity, what we do, once the tooling is made, when it is loaded on the machine, the optimization of the parameters, at what optimum parameters the tooling can run, the die can run, which will give you better product. So that process engineering separate team is there. So you can see one of the cameras shown there. That is a thermal camera, which can capture temperature up to 1000 degrees centigrade. So when you are doing the processing, that time you can check based on the CA analysis simulation, what is the temperature desired when you are doing the casting. So that can be monitored or that can be set using that camera. Then we also change the process, like I explained you on the product gallery. So some of you are not there, I will explain you again when we go to the product gallery. Changing from sheet metal component to aluminum, changing from gravity casting to high pressure die casting, changing from cast iron to aluminum. So that will make you more lighter and lighter. And when the quantity increases, so how do you make the productivity faster? So those process changes also we do here, and we give proposal to customers. We also do reverse engineering to the customers, like they have some product, they don't have any data for that. So that we can do reverse engineering, and we can prepare a product as we can give them the solution. Next slide. So as I mentioned, what we are sitting here, this is the B1x2, B1x3 plant where we do all high pressure die casting. The high end machining shop is there, world class machine shop is there. Then we have a tool room where it's a captive consumption tool room, where we make all the toolings required for all 7 plants here. And the R&D center, as you mentioned, this is the R&D center. The next plant is alloy wheel, and which has got a facility of painting and powder coating. And then there is one more plant in the entrance when you came, this that is having a machining and powder coating. Next.
We kept the presentation brief because obviously you'll be seeing the facilities. So, yeah.
What does this B and A specify?
B1, 2, B is the plot number.
Yeah.
Oh, why is it not?